Our quote for today comes from George Adair. He says, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." Yeah, fear. Some people say fear is false evidence appearing real. That's one. Another person says, "Fear everything and run." That's another. a third one might be, "Fear everything and rise." Have you ever considered that? That if there could be possible that everything you hope for, wish for, dream for, is on the other side of, if I can amend it, your fear. Not everyone's fear, not generic fear, but your fear. Fear of applying. You don't even want to put the application in. You don't even want to submit yourself as an option. You don't even want to do the work to ensure that you may somehow be selected.
Why me? Why did you pick me?
Fear of verbalizing your desire. Some people don't even want to let it out of their mouths. They want to keep it in their mind. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he said, I never really wanted to say to anybody how much I want to lose weight, because I felt like if I said it, it would mean that I would have to do the work. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're actually sabotaging yourself, bro. Fear of verbalizing your desire. What about this? Fear of failure.
I've been so afraid of failing. That's why I haven't tried.
Can I just say something right here, that failure isn't necessarily a bad thing? Maybe shift your perspective on failure if that one catches you, because failure means you figured out how it doesn't work. And figuring out how it doesn't work is just as good as figuring out how it all works. Oh man, I love the "how it all works" piece. I see you, Gary Link. Fear of ridicule or embarrassment.
Just mind your business, don't embarrass me, all right?
And if I do this, if I shift careers, if I leave being CIO and working for the state at a state school and go into content creation and being a YouTuber, people are gonna be like, "You're an idiot."
It's embarrassing.
Fear of ridicule, fear of embarrassment, fear that people are simply gonna say, "See, you did the wrong thing.
That wasn't smart." No, not too smart.
You made the wrong move. Fear of not doing well. In my sphere, the fear of pressing the record button.
Did you or did you not record that message?
Or the fear of going live.
All right, we're live.
Or the fear of the unknown.
It's foreign to you. It's fear of the unknown, kid.
This is in my list. Fear of success, even though Florence has said it. Fear of success. Fear, get this, of being great at it.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
Fear of not being able to repeat the success.
Oh, listen, can you do it again next week, same time?
Fear that it was a fluke, that it was a one-time thing, that I just kind of messed up and did well at this thing. Fear. Fear will arrest you.
You're under arrest.
It doesn't stay still. It's not stationary. It will cause you to make up these scenarios and stories in your head. And those scenarios and stories are always worse than reality. Fear is not stagnant. Fear does not come and stay and cause you to be still. Actually, fear is a motivator.
We'll scare them into leaving.
Fear has caused people to do some of the most crazy things on the planet. It doesn't just cause you to not do what you want to do or set out to do or hope to achieve. Fear will cause you to go the opposite direction. Fear will have you stay at a job and in a position for years past. Your lifespan, years past the usefulness of that particular season of your life, because you didn't want to move forward. and staying still is not inactivity. It's actually actively choosing not to move forward. Fear is a motivator. Somebody, I went to a presentation and they shared with us there's three main fears. All of the fears can be grouped into these three categories. And one is the fear of others' opinion. It's a big one. I don't take any of them lightly. I'm not trying to share that these things are easily overcome or that you should not be feeling these things. But others' opinion, sometimes it's a big one. Sometimes it matters. Depending on how you're acclimated, depending on how you were raised, sometimes, you know, your people pleasing is a real condition. And I know that I suffer from a good case of it. It's gotten better over the years. You know, after a while, sometimes you're just like, I can't be bothered with trying to figure out how I can, you know, please the masses. I've just got to step forward and do what I know I need to do. But until you get to that space, it is an arrester, others' opinion. The second category of fear is your own opinion. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, your own opinion can sometimes be far more damaging and negative than anyone else's opinion of you. Your own self-talk, your own mental dialogue. You know, sometimes when I get a window into that space for coaching clients or even for some of my family members, when they kind of say out loud, something happens and they'll say something out like, oh, so stupid. And you know they're talking of themselves. You have to say to yourself, you need to treat yourself better. You have to treat yourself better. Gary Link says, fear and faith live in the same place. You have the choice who gets evicted. That's powerful. Fear of others' opinion is the one section. The fear of your own opinion, that mental dialogue, that self-talk. But then the third is the fear of the unknown. Fear of, I don't know what is beyond this. I don't know what chain reaction I'm setting off. I don't know how this is going to be received. I not only do I not know, I have no control. And here's the piece that I want to kind of hang my hat on as our morning motivation today. Because the quote from George Adair says, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Meaning that the overcoming of fear could be the first step towards achieving your dreams. Here's the piece. While fear is self-imposed and sometimes unfounded, I want to say that there are sometimes that your fears are real, but there are sometimes they are unfounded. Okay? While fear is self-imposed and sometimes unfounded, here's the line. Regret, however, is very, very real. It's not a concept. It is, you can touch it, taste it, feel it. People live with the cancer of regret every single day of their lives because they did not push past their fear. Will you allow yourself to be shackled by your imagination or live out your days with the choking reality of regret? The reality that I had an idea, I had a concept, I was hoping for and dreaming for, wishing for something, but I allowed other things to get in the way. I did not take steps, methodical, systematic steps towards attaining and achieving that dream or that goal. And because I did not do that, I never realized that thing. And I now live with regret. I would never know if I applied myself, could I have been an Olympic contender? I'll never know if I started the business, could I have rivaled Apple and Google and Microsoft? I'll never know if I decided to ask the question that maybe I could have experienced a different outcome. Regret. I get a chance to sit with mentors, multiple, because I feel like you need a mentor for several different aspects of life, especially, you know, one will not do, in my opinion. Yeah, the things that I'm looking to do in life, I need mentors who have been successful in several of these different spaces. And so one will not do. I get a chance to sit with mentors a lot of the time, the mentors are a little bit older than me. And a lot of, sometimes in some other instances, these mentors are actually younger than me. But in those cases where they are older, one of the things that is always present in these conversations with these mentors, with these, you know, people who have storied, lived experiences to share, is the nagging reality that there's something that they wanted to do that they didn't. There's a reality of regret that they live with, not all of them, but the ones that do, you can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can see it. You can touch it. You can taste it. And it is, if there is anything that will help you to step past fear, it is seeing the tangible effect of regret in someone else's life. George Adair says, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Sometimes we have to take the plunge. We have to do it scared, even though we're not quite sure whether we're going to belly flop. Unless you try it, though, you won't ever know for sure. And unless you try it, you may end up with that choking weight of regret. Today's morning motivation. Everything you've ever, all the dreams, all the things that you have desired for, pushed for, it could be that they're on the other side of whatever is holding you from doing it. Maybe that fear takes the place of a person who is saying, not now. Maybe that fear takes the place of your finances. Maybe that fear takes the place of your reality. Like, I just can't necessarily step out and do that right now. But what would it look like to chart a plan towards accomplishing that thing? Systematic, methodical steps that you can do within your day over the next month that you could step towards making that dream a reality. What if you took a chance on you today? What if you made the decision to unlock the fetters, the shackles of fear, and free yourself from a life of regret by simply taking one step toward your dreams? The thing that nobody talks about in terms of going and believing and pushing and doing in these spaces is that when you leave the comfort of the known to step boldly into the unknown, your life is not the only one that's impacted. This is the final story and I'm done. Currently, in my business and in my content, I employ 4 video editors. I have 3 graphic designers. I have a virtual assistant. That's just on my side of the business. On my wife's side of the business, where she does web design, she has a team of about 7 designers, web designers. If we never launched out from the harbor, if we never decided to take a bet on ourselves, if we never decided to overcome the fear to overcome the concept and this negative self-talk that said, this thing's not going to work out. Like, you're actually not that good. If we never decided to do that, not only would our lives have remained the same. See, this is the myth, is that at least if I stay in the comfortable, I will just continue like this. And this is not bad, but our lives would have stayed the same. But the reality is the lives of those people that we have employed would have been negatively impacted. And the lives of the clients that we currently serve would have been negatively impacted. Maybe they would have found somebody else, but they wouldn't have found somebody who does it the way that we do it. Every day, I grapple with the concept and the idea of staying in the comfortable or pushing for the unknown. Even in business, even in content creation. Should I go live today? Is what I'm saying having impact and effect? Am I wasting my time, effort, energy? I actually will never know unless I do it. My challenge for you today is get uncomfortable. Take a bet on you. Shift your self-talk. Arrest those negative thoughts that come into your mind when you want to launch out and do something, and something in your mind, your own mind, says, you can't do this. Don't just allow them to pass by. Pause in what you're doing and rearrange those statements in your mind. Train yourself towards positive self-talk. Don't live with regret. Launch out into the unknown. Try something new. That, my friends, is your morning motivation.